About 24 sane skippers turned out to a meeting in Petersburg. It was one of 4 informational sessions held this month by the federal agency's Fishing Capacity Reduction Program team leader, Michael Sturtevant.
It's been talk, talk, talk for a long time, and now we're beyond talk. It is reality. One way or another, it's decision time here in another few weeks.
The decision is whether the fleet wants to take on a debt of just over $13 million to buy out 64 permits and remove them from the fishery. Remaining fleet members would repay that loan with a fee of up to 3% on future landings. Each of the 379 permits will have one vote in the upcoming referendum, so people who own 2 permits get 2 votes, and it'll take a majority of the total permits, or 190 yes votes, for the buyback to be approved. Sturtevant said the mail-out voting will be open for 30 days.
It'll start sometime the end of March. Again, we'll publish another Federal Register notice at that to announce that when we send out the ballots, too. And I'll try to publicize that as much, but the referendum period will go towards the end of April.
Sturtevant said if the fleet approves the buyback, fishermen will have to start paying that 3% fee in the upcoming seine season. Seafood processing companies will collect the money and send it in to NIMFs. The fee is capped at 3%, and it will be set at that amount in the first year, but it can be reduced if catches and prices remain strong and fishermen don't see the need for quickly paying off a 40-year loan. Bruce Marifern thought it made sense to pay back the loan over a longer period of time.
It makes sense that those future generations are going to benefit from the program. They can chip in 1% down the road somewhere. Why pay it off in the next 2 years on these shoulders when those that are coming behind are going to benefit as well? Let them, let the program term out in 25, 30 years.
Another question was about whether the permits could someday be reissued by the state. The Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission's Bruce Twomley said the CFEC would first have to perform a study on the optimum number of permits for the fishery. He said that study would have to show the optimum number was higher than the status quo and called that possible but not likely.
Because the targets that come out of this program pretty much reflect what the fishery will support now, and then you have your retiring permits, many of which aren't being fished. That's a safe target.
Of the 379 permits, only 270 made landings last year. That was an increase from the year before, likely due to strong returns and some of the highest prices the fleet has seen in decades. Supporters of the buyback say boat numbers have grown and the fleet itself has become more efficient at catching fish since the permits were initially issued. And opponents don't see the point in removing permits that aren't being fished and think fewer fleet members means less of a political voice for fishermen. Then there's the issue of the prices the buyback program will be paying for permits. An organization called the Southeast Revitalization Association sought bids from fishermen willing to sell. The accepted bids averaged $205,000 for a permit. Values have gone up substantially since the permit prices bottomed out in 2002. Just this past January, the CFEC valued a Southeast seine permit at nearly $153,000. That's about 8 times what that same permit was worth a decade ago. Fisherman Andy Kittums thought the buyback price was a tough sell.
So I guess my question is, you've got 30 guys here in the room that have all either issued a permit or had to buy a permit, and some people sold permits, and nobody in this room has ever sold one or bought one for $205,000.
Correct.
Now you're asking all of us as a group to say, hey, let's go buy 60 some of these things at record prices.
2011 saw record high value for the seine fleet, with the catch worth over $112 million at the docks. If strong prices and good catches continue in future years, it could pave the way for a quick repayment of the buyback debt and possibly set the stage for a second round of permit reductions. Fishermen should look for ballots in the mail sometime around the end of this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Viknicki.